Good morning and welcome to our Ag and Uncertain Times webinar series. This morning is the final of our June series, although we will be back in September. And so we want you to make sure that you're looking for those announcements when we're going to deal with marketing issues. But this morning is the last of our series on working within credit markets, and we are going to focus today on some of the tools that can help producers to work through their own financial analysis. I'm John Newkirk with Washington State University, and before I go any further though, I would like to thank the team that has put this series together, working in the background to try to keep me from making too many gaffes as we move forward with this. Our host this morning, with his hand on the big control, is John Hewlett at the University of Wyoming. Dwayne Griffith, who is a presenter, Montana State University, often plays that host role. John Nelson at Washington State University, and John, with his experience on boards of directors of the Farm Credit System and Farmer Mac, played a big role in identifying the previous presenters that we've had. Jeff Trunell at Colorado State University. Jeff's going to play a more important role as in our October series where we focus on farm and ranch family issues. Romero Lobo from the University of California has been a really important person here in helping pull the questions together and coming up with good questions when the rest of us run out. And Trent Tigerstrom, who is not with us this morning, from the University of Arizona. But that is the team that has worked hard to put this together. And I'd like to just thank them personally. They are going to continue working as we move forward, planning our September series. And our intent with this series has been to provide information useful for avoiding financial stress, as well as information that's helpful to those folks that find themselves in financial trouble. Our speakers have not only given us some analysis of the present, they've provided, I think, some really good insights in looking down the future, and we moved from the more general broad context to last week where it got right down to what lending institutions are interested in working with individual borrowers. One of the things we've learned out of all of this is that probably we aren't out of our uncertain times yet, and that could possibly be additional coming volatility. And in times like this, one of the things that several of the presenters emphasized was how important liquidity would be to individual operations, and that for many borrowers, the documentation requirements will go up. And we've got some real good insights into some programs and tools that can help you with the documentation. We want your involvement. We hope you join our post-webinar online discussion. We want our series to be flexible. We're looking for input for those future ones, and maybe we've missed something completely that we need to focus on in this series. And we want you to log on to our website. We'll provide you some information later on how to do that, participate in the discussion that's going on there, and give us some very direct feedback. If you would like to watch the slides with full screen, there's a full screen toggle. You see it down there. You click on that, put your cursor on it, click on it with your mouse. It'll go to full screen. And when you do that, the chat window that you see on the left disappears, so you can't enter questions for us. So if you just click on that full screen button again, and it'll come back to the view where you've got the chat window on the left. And as we will do right now, and as we go forward, we put polling questions up there that we'd really like you to vote on. As soon as they come on, you just click the solution there on it that fits you, provided us some really valuable information. We've had folks watching from all across the country. This has been helpful as we think about the focus in future sessions. Speaking a bit about the technology, it's not perfect. We're learning as we go. There have been a few audio problems, although what we've found is that the majority of our listeners have not had audio problems. And I myself had a few when I was not quite so solid and firm of a connection. And so it's not always the case. Sometimes it is our fault. But occasionally it has to do with the speed of your connection and the amount of other traffic that happens to be on at that time. And if there are issues, if you enter them into the chat, one of our team will try to work with you to solve those. Ultimately, though, if something happens that you have problems you can't solve, all of our sessions are posted on our webpage, actually in a little bit better format, because one of our team edits them a little, cleans them up, so that they're there, you can view them in their entirety. The presentations by them, the slides by themselves are there, which you can download and look at or look at online. And fact is, I believe the slides from this morning are already up there if you wanted to download those. So we're learning with the technology. The program is good. It's not perfect. So if there are some glitches, bear with us. The other thing is we as a team are learning on how to manage this. And occasionally the left hand gets confused about what the right hand is doing. But if you aren't expecting a 60 minutes type of production, it's still really good information. We have two presenters this morning. I'll introduce them now, actually, while we're waiting for the last of the polling questions to come across. Dwayne Griffith will be on first. He's an Extension Farm Manager Specialist with Montana State University. I personally have worked with Dwayne now, I guess, for about 10 years and have come to really appreciate Dwayne's depth of understanding on farm management issues and his analytical ability to look at those and come up with some good solutions. He's been an innovator in terms of education and figuring out how to make what is sometimes a fairly dry subject interesting and useful to the folks that he's working with. His educational curriculum includes crop and livestock enterprise analysis, machinery management, and the marketing of agriculture commodities and complete farm ranch financial analysis. Montana State University, of course, is in Bozeman. Those of us that love the mountains think Dwayne's just got a gorgeous place to work, and we understand how he ever gets any work done living and working in that particular environment. We want you to present questions to the presenters, and you do that in this chat window and over here at the left side of your screen. And it's the little narrow window there below the bigger one that you type your question into, and you, when you're done, you just hit that return arrow, and that sends the questions to us. Our team, if there's multiple questions that are similar, they roll them into one, present them to me, and then I give them to the presenters. So I think without further ado, I've introduced Dwayne. I'll introduce Dale a little more when we get to his presentation. He will follow Dwayne. And Dwayne, go ahead and take it away.